Ladies and gentlemen, ladies to the motherfucking gentlemen, good evening, good morning, and good night. Bob your hands with me. Hey, straight from Virginia, got the young Flexico playing. That's right, we want respect. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi, and you are now tuned in to your Herd Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. Yeah, I got a special guest. I bring him up often, especially when it comes to the bag. I got my cousin Javon on. What's good?
Yo, what's going on? Pleasure to be on, man. It's been a long time coming. We've been trying to do this for a while now, but right. Hey, we're here now.
Nah, but still influencing the people. So, what do the consumers call you online?
What do they? The consumers of Depop, that is, they like to call me Von's Fits. You know, all the fits are fits that I would wear. And fits that I see people in my area wearing, and I just see it's the trend. So I just call it Von's Fits. I just thought it flew well. It was close to my name. You know, I was feeling.
That's right. Hey, so let's go right into it. The trends, very big in where you come. So you have to have a vision for it. I mean, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, growing up in Seattle, I feel like that's where a lot of trends start. A lot of people don't know, but like Seattle's really hip on a lot of things. Like they're really, like they're first on everything, I feel like. And so just from there,
this is big. This, like, is controversial.
Yeah, so you don't think so?
I mean, we got New York, the Mecca. I mean,
of course.
I don't know if it goes like New York, then it shoots to LA, then kind of drizzles up to Seattle.
I think Seattle has like its own vibe, like they have their own people, their own influence on
it's
themselves.
First to the North Face Patagonia hiking kind of drip,
right.
Yeah, you got that kind of influence
once you overlook those guys. I feel like I know a lot of guys, like I feel like some of the best dressed people I've ever met come from Seattle for sure.
Okay, no,
stop the cavalry. All right, first and foremost, I love Seattle, word to Uriah. But don't sit here and tell me the best dressed person you've ever met was Seattle. That just don't drop right with me. You dig? The best dressed person had to be in New York, even if you never been.
Arguably, though, PX, definitely New York, though, for sure.
Really? Yeah, definitely. I say, like, overall, but, like,
overall, there's
some individuals.
Yeah,
personally, I've been to New York only
but
one
there,
time.
But there's gents out there in Seattle. There's young gents. It also, we have to go into category, you know, what style. Because if we're talking about,
That's true. You know,
the flannel flex, Seattle got it in the bag,
right,
like in Portland.
Right.
Because when you think of like the different categories on Depop, like your streetwear game could be tough, but your class game is just weak, you know?
Okay.
You might not have a tie that's like...
I'd say, yeah, New York's a little more versatile, I would say, just because I feel like they have more...
Here's a thought. More life, more everything. You hear me? They got it all. You dig? They got the stees. Let's have a moment for how godly the swag is in New York.
Just everything going on, like they could get you with the puffer drip, you know, like there's just, you know, like they get all the seasons. So like I feel like when you get all the seasons, you can get all the drip.
Yeah, you go to other levels people aren't used to.
You feel me?
It's like in Seattle, you got the heater on deck, but you don't got an AC.
Right.
You don't know what it's like to, you know.
And my Seattle heads felt that. Some of y'all on your deathbeds right now from the sweat. Let me tell you, I was born for this. My name's Amadi Yalima Ingum. I'm from Africa. I was made for this heat. For those of you that don't have this melanin running in, get you that hotel room. Seattle booked out a hotel room just for the AC. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Dang. All right. So let's go right into how what we're getting into. So we're talking about D-pop right now. So how long ago would you say you started your D-pop endeavors? Has it been a year at least now?
Yeah, I'd say so. It actually started during quarantine. Okay. I used to actually work at Nordstrom's.
Uh-huh.
I was like a borderline stylist. Like I was actually working in the women choose department, and I would actually style up a bunch of my women. Like I would give them some shoes and then just give them some quick clothes tip options, and they would just all love it. And so my first year, like it was commission sales. Like it was a really like intense environment, but
yeah,
I thrived in it. You know, I happened to sell like 500,000 in sales in my first year, and I was like within like the top three, like in my department. So it was just like kind of eye opening, just being able to know that like I could do all that.
I'm no motivational speaker, but that boy just had self-actualization.
So I guess it gave me the confidence.
Yes, sir.
Right. So back to the question. Yeah, I started Depop about a year ago, beginning of quarantine. I'd probably say about March 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been doing it ever since. So I was working there, stopped working there, and just went all in on Depop.
That's right. All in on Depop, online selling.
Yeah, all in on just entrepreneurship too, because there's a couple other things I try to dabble in, but for sure I like Depop. It's more of like a kind of like a passion thing. Like for like, you ever get that question where somebody asks you, what would you want to do like for the rest of your life?
Whoa, that is a loaded question. For the rest of my life, what would I do?
Are you passionate about? I would say like, you know, I'm passionate about like clothes and fashion and just being able to express yourself like in that way, like mm-hmm. to other people. I definitely feel like,
how do you talk with your clothes? Like, you know,
I just feel like they can make a statement. Like if you're feeling sunny or happy, you can come out with a nice light fit, like a, you know, or
pastel.
If you know what I'm saying? Like some, like a white shirt, like gray shorts, some white shoes, you know, like a bright fit. But you know, then like sometimes you're feeling like demon time, you put the black fit on, you know, with the red, you know, you just, it's just really kind of like nobody knows. Like I never really thought about that, but like, I feel like back in the day, like whenever I would try to dress up mm-hmm. and like, I knew like I was about to go out or something, like I was usually like in like something darker, like black or red, but I don't know. I just feel like it kind of expresses like how you're feeling.
Yeah, I'm out in the night. I blend with it.
You know what I'm saying? Night Riders.
Yeah.
Catch me in the night walking like a zombie out here, just dragging the sneeze. Like just dripped out.
You know, so a big thing with dressing, right, is learning to match my energy when it comes time to eat, you know, because that's always a fit killer for me, like avoiding stains, having that tide to go, you know. Have you ever, like, what's your experience, you know, greasing the fit? You put on that demon time fit, but then you hit the McFlurry on it or something.
Yeah, you know what happens. It happens.
This is something you should know about me. Every time I get something new, a new fit, shoe, I don't care what it is, I gotta rock it that same day. Because I can't die going, damn, I never do on the new Yeezys. That being said, let me paint a picture for you. You're eating your favorite fast food, John. You've been waiting all week to get it, you know, because you've been eating plant-based all week. But now it's Friday, and you're like, I'm gonna eat this meat. Pause. And as you proceed to eat the meat of your choice, burger, whatever that may be, you take that bite, and the sauce just slips off the side of your lips, and it falls in slow motion. No. My.
Yeah, so are you big on the dry cleaning game? Do you preserve your, or do you wash them?
I've never actually been to a dry cleaner. I've never dry cleaned anything in my entire life.
Don't say that.
Whoa, you could change your life then.
I bet it would too. Like
The Chris, I'm talking about, you got the Chris Rutter, the one sweater, you're like, I never want to see this fade.
Right. I mean, that's a different story than, like, whenever I'm in those, like the top notch, like, yeah. Like, then I'm careful. Like, I don't even think that's even a question. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're into, like, you know what I'm saying? When you're into fashion and you know, like, you know what I'm saying? You know your stuff. You know, you do what you can, but...
All right, so we're going to get into nitty-gritty. So, like, give some backbone to some of my listeners. I have experience, you know, working at Macy's and in the shoe department, but actually through Finish Line. So I was a partner company in there. And just seeing the environment of being in a department store and having options and selling the options you have, really to someone that already knows that they want something, they just don't know what they want. So the whole art of selling was really to convince you what you want, you know? Sometimes people come and going, why should I buy this? And it's funny because I'm like, I don't know why you should buy it. I'll tell you, you know, reasons that may convince you to buy it, you know? The art of selling. So selling's big. I mean, just the whole trust in, it's a balance of lending trust, but like, and not taking advantage, you know? It's a, how
yeah,
would you
yeah, just... definitely. I would say, I feel like selling is a process, really. It's a pretty straightforward. I would say definitely like building the rapport, mm-hmm. like straight off bat, you want to build rapport with your customer or your client, because if you don't know your customer, if they're not feeling trustworthy, or you got to really...
But here's the thing. Building rapport is not so straightforward, right?
It's really subtler than you think.
Because people will go, for example, we've all been there, we're walking to a Zoomies. Hey, bro, nice jacket. These socks will match that jacket, bro. They're trying to build rapport. They're saying you have a nice fit, and then they're already going for the, like, they're going for the steal.
Right.
They're
right.
Like, yo, these socks match your jacket. Like,
right.
And then let me know if you need me.
Right. You know? I think they do too much. Like, they didn't let the customer, like, I'd say, like, the best way to even just communicate with people, the best communicators are the best listeners. So,
yeah.
I would say you definitely want to start off, like, you know, hey, how's it going, man? Like, how's your day? You know, just try to, like, you know,
hey,
get
I see
the
it.
Actual.
Right, so let's go there. You want to have a good intro, not too quick, not too forced. So it's not, yo, man, what's up? Welcome to the store. Like, yeah, how can I help you, bro? Right? But it has to be like, hey, welcome in. But you don't want them to have the interpretation that you're about to be all on their ass, because they're waiting for you to go, hey, welcome in, like, where are we going, like, you know, and they'll be like, and you know how customers want to shun you,
right?
Like, hey, yeah, I'm straight, let me have space. So you just hit them with the, hey, welcome in, I see you, how you doing today, right?
Definitely. I definitely think, yeah, you just want to be chill about it. I think authenticity goes a long way as well, because I feel like people can gauge when you're being fake or just trying to sell them, and then people can also gauge, like, when you're being authentic and you're actually trying. Like, if somebody came into Zoomies, I'd be like, hey, how's it going? Oh, like, I see you're a skateboarder. Like, what kind of board do you have? Like, I would say that's a different approach as opposed to, like, oh, like, I see you skate, man. You need some new skate shoes.
Right.
You know, it's a different, like, you want to, oh, dude, you skate? Like, bro, what's your best trick? Like, you know what I'm saying? And then go from there, like, oh.
Once you're, yeah, because yeah, it'll get exciting, but, yo, actually,
you know, and
yeah,
like,
anyways, but.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I skate too, like, here's a couple of my videos, boom, off of that. You can sell him anything after that. Like, yeah, you can probably put him in any shoe, and he'll probably walk out of there happy, to be honest.
Hey, actually, that's it. It's sick, but that's what we all actually fiend, right, I guess, a bit inside. We go somewhere, want someone to relate, and want a reason to spend. We don't want to spend. No one wants to spend. We all want to save and get Richard and Bezos, you know? But if we are going to spend, we want to spend with someone we like.
Right, definitely. Because even when I shop too now, but it's probably just because I've been selling so much. I feel like if I don't have a good selling, like a whole experience, I don't want to ever spend my money there again. Like, but if I have a great experience, like, even if the product isn't that great, but if the experience was great, I'd probably come back for sure.
Hey, like, no, you're the type to, if you go in and your experience off, Nah, I'm not going to buy it off principle. Like,
right. Like, if the salesperson's, like, just rude, I'm not going to get it. Like, especially if it's a product you can get somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah, I can get that at, you know, at Nordstrom Rack or right. something. You know,
and right now, I'm real big on, like, trying to support my people, too. So, whenever I, like, I see two products and, you know, I'm saying something's black-owned, I gotta go with the black-owned. Like,
yeah.
I think our community really needs more of that. I definitely feel like I'm more conscious about it too. Like, I don't even, like, it's not even like a question anymore. It's like, you know, you kind of try to look for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's in a sense.
Wow. Did that come? It's a reason. And it's much deeper than just, you know, I don't know, just, oh, it's deeper than just black on black support, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah. It's a principle because, you know, there's so many times being blackballed, you know?
Right. And it's definitely because as a business owner as well, whenever I have like a black client or a customer, I can just like feel their energy like that. You know, like they really wanted to support me. And especially when I give them great customer service, like they always come back. It's just, it's like a whole energy shift going on, I feel like
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now let's we'll slide into Depop, all right? So you've made some videos that I've tuned into myself when I started, I want to say a year now, almost or close, 8 to 9 months ago. And I followed and the money followed, you know. And we'll just go over a few of these tips and tricks. So for those of you who don't know, Depop is an app similar, kind of gives you like an Instagram vibe, you know, square photos. You put a description under it, and it's not so much engaging as far as like TikTok videos and stories or any of that, but it is those Instagram squares, which is easy to look at and shop online.
Thrifty. Yeah.
You're pretty much thrifty.
The way I try to explain it, I just say it's like eBay or Amazon, but in the Instagram kind of format. And
okay.
And then as soon as they hear that, they kind of get it.
But and it's then, different than Pinterest and
yeah,
Etsy, right? Because
it's literally like an Instagram feed. It's pretty cool. Like,
it's addicting to be on a bit, you know, compared to the other like Pinterest or Etsy and stuff. It's like Robin Hood for these
right.
trading apps. It's like it's fun to be on,
right?
Even if you ain't doing nothing on it.
I think that's what they like. Apps are starting to perfect is the customer experience for yeah. sure.
The hearts and the whatever will make you. I see they added like
super simple
video now to the Depop page, like short videos. Throwing like people are doing like maybe TikToks and putting on their clothes. But
at the end, I think they let you do that.
Yeah. But I dived on. My whole thing, as I tell the listeners, is I just wanted to get rid of some clothes that were gonna go to the Goodwill, and it's nice to get $3 or $4. But what I've been coming to find is a shirt that I may have paid $10 for, I've sold for 20 now, like a year later, just off of marketing.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the easiest way to flip some money. So if you're looking to turn
$1 into
for sure,
seven.
Especially like if you're a new business owner, I definitely feel like it makes you kind of understand how business works, as in like from the customer service standpoint, from the marketing standpoint, all the way up to the profit margins. If you don't know your profit margins, it's really kind of like, yeah, it's pretty deeper than people think. Like people think, you know, I'm just selling clothes, but you're really building a business. Like I have a whole LLC for my Depop business. Like this, like I have business credit.
Yeah.
This is deep.
Yeah. It's serious. Hey, here we go. And let me allow you to know how possible it is, folks. You buy clothes at the Goodwill, whether it be the bins or whatever, or maybe even Ross, because you know they be sneaky. Burlington Coat Factory, and you have a business credit card or debit card, and you spend the money on that, and then you sell it. So you spent maybe $8 for 5 shirts at the Goodwill, and then you sell each shirt for $10. Like you just made profit, you know, turned to 80. I'm not telling you it turned to 80 over like the next day, but maybe over like 5 months.
Right.
Still date. So, and now it's more official because you're using a business card to buy your, you know, your merch. Like it's not just going off your personal card. So this is going like a step deeper to spend money using your business account for that, not just like grabbing McD's or random shit, you know. But
yeah, definitely. That could be even a whole nother podcast. But, the business credit and the building the business structures and.
But like as you were saying in the marketing, yeah, you're creating labels to ship to your clients. You're, you know, getting reviews. You're doing the whole thing. The only thing you're missing is a storefront.
Yeah, definitely.
Like to stand in front of it. Not something you don't even want. That's actually your strength. But, you know, like stand in front of a counter and be like, oh, like now you have the full experience. You walked in through the glass door. You seen my drip. You seen how I decided to design this place. And you get more of an immersive. But we're in a place where we want our money and we want it from afar. Mm-hmm. We want our money online.
Definitely.
So I see you evolve from the Depop game, and I'll have the reference to your videos, how to make 1,000 in a month, how to get going mm-hmm. on the Depop. And I see you've been transcending into renting cars now.
That's right. From the fresh steez and drip to the whip. Now, as we go into this segment of the show, we still talk about the bag. Best believe that. But I need your mind to be where the bag's at. So take a moment to visualize. You're cruising on that freeway. You just went on the app. You found you an all blacked out whip. I'm talking about a midnight John. License plates, local. So when you hit that flex, you're like, fuck you talking about? You see the plates? This ain't a rental. But in fact, it is. It's a Turo. You just rented a clean ass whip from that boy Von Fitz. Now let the story continue.
Yeah, definitely. It's a new endeavor that I've been dabbling in.
Yeah, the tarot, huh?
Yeah. I know everybody's been seeing a lot about that online. It's definitely, right now, I would say, a really good business venture for anybody who's looking to make some side money, some full-time money. I would definitely look and do some research in your area, but for me, in my area, it's been working out so far, and I just started. So, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's again, we're not advisors or anything to tell you what to do with your life. So, you know, you make your own choice based off of other successes. But it's cool to, again, so how is that compared to coming in from Depop, right? You were flipping clothes, understanding the market. Now mm-hmm. you're renting cars. Very similar, just a different product.
I'd say it's the exact same. And it's crazy because business, and I think all businesses, it's all the same thing. Like once you get the numbers, once it makes sense, I'd say the next steps would just be like executing and just working and putting the work in. So I started off actually with my personal car. I have a BMW 5 Series 2016, mm-hmm. all black rims, black tint. It's pretty amazing. It's my baby. It was my baby.
Oh, yeah, you can't be attached.
You know, the one thing about business, you know, you can't have emotional attachments to your assets. But I put my personal car on there, and the first month, you know, it made me $2,000. And I'm no math genius, but, you know, the note's only about $400.
Yeah.
You know, a couple hundred dollars for the insurance. So, you know, it paid for my note, and then some.
And it paid you.
And then me. And so as soon as that happened, you know, I went out looking for another car, just got another car.
Yes,
it
sir.
Listed on there, thankfully. And we're just going to go from there. We're going to ride it out. We're going to scale slow, you know. I don't want to. I'd say like all investments have a risk. And as long as you know that risk and you're willing to take the risk, like
mm-hmm.
you should go for anything.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're over here going the risk, hey, we all in that.
Right? You only live once, too. It's like I would rather take the risk than not take the risk, and then you know regret the risk. You regret not taking the risk.
Yeah. What if I would have risked it?
Right.
And I've seen that story too many times. I've seen cats start their dreadlocks with me, cut it and then said, yo, if I would have kept it, I would have been this long. If I would have went in like when you went in, I would have had tripled the business you were making.
Right.
Too.
They just had to stay the course, man.
Word. Well, hey, the rental car game, Najee, the thing that makes your business so successful, and I want people to know when they check it out, is really your presentation and marketing. That's one of your greatest strengths.
For sure. So, yes, and that's actually one thing that I keep pretty low-key, but one thing about me is I'm actually learning every day. So during the time when I started my Depop business, mm-hmm. I actually got Photoshop. I just happened to download it or whatever, and I started learning Photoshop. And then from what happened from there is I learned how to edit pictures and videos, and I realized, like, this is basically marketing. Like, if I know how to edit and add all this, this is basically what marketing is. And so all I did was I applied my Photoshop skills to my businesses, and it 10x'd it. Like, it just made sense. It's just like, it's like math. Like, but you gotta take the time out and invest and put the time in for the skills, because that's the part that people don't see. And then that's the part
And it's really as simple as this. I'm trying to, how do I make the blur go away? How do I outline my this on YouTube? You have to watch maybe a 15-minute video. You might skip around on it. It might be a 10-minute video, but it's the time of you writing your question, looking at it, and then going back to your program and executing it.
Right.
And that's what people, when you're not willing to pay for that, you're paying him to do it for you. And that's an option, just so you know. You can pay Javon to do it for you.
Definitely.
If you don't want to take the time to go, oh, I got the resources to do it myself, but one, I don't want to buy the program. Two, I don't want to watch a YouTube video. And then I don't want to repeat it. Like, I get off work, I'm tired, I take out my dog, I want to go to bed. So, but I do want 10 times the surplus on my business.
Right,
so,
right.
So that's what investments look like when you're making an investment. It's good when you invest in yourself. I mean, you influenced me to cut my own hair. To invest 90 in clippers, 150 in a mirror, 3-piece mirror. But I've already got my ROI, my return on investment. Mm-hmm. After cutting my hair 5 times now, there's sometimes I nicked it. It hasn't been as perfect or, you know, as glorious as my previous barbers, but I definitely look better than what I look like in the weeks between.
Right. There's just something good about doing your own hair. It's just like when you finish doing your own haircut, you look at it and you're like, you know, like, I did that. You know, I didn't have to come out of pocket. Like,
yeah, there's too many.
The haircuts are really, it's a liability at the end of the day. Especially, like, I know we want to be fresh, but the haircut's a liability.
Yeah. And holding that powerful machine, just clicking it on, there's something about it. It's a scary relationship. It's like Beauty and the Beast, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
Because it feels powerful and it's like, all right, but it's just like one wrong move and,
definitely,
you know, I can nick this all off,
right?
And then, but the discipline you get from cutting your own hair, right?
Right.
When, because we were talking,
it's
about
kind of similar to like investing. You know, it's scary at first.
It's,
you know,
the balance.
It's risky, and then out of nowhere, like, it, the return pays well. Because imagine 10 years down the line, and you know how to cut your hair fresh in 30 minutes. Like, the amount of money you're saving that you've saved is. It's not even money you saved. You're making money now. Like, now we're making money.
Yo,
like, it's making money. Like, making money is really not hard. People don't understand that making money is really simple. It's like all numbers. It's not even like actually having money. It's money's not even real. It's like the value. Like, I went to this one rich guy's house and it was weird. Like, he probably doesn't even think he's rich, but he has, like, he just had all these collectibles and vintage items that had value, but it was like, I'm sure probably all his money was tied up in these, like, weird little, they didn't really look like assets, but they were assets. Like, it was money.
Yeah.
It was just money sitting there.
Whoa. That's like, yeah. Shout out to my younger brother. He be collecting silver and gold. But
right.
Yeah, when you have physical assets, like, that's a value. Someone deemed this silver worth 100K or this much per gram. Or
I look at my clothing rack, my Depop rack, it'll be like a rack of 100 clothes, and I'm looking at it and I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's two racks.
You know what I'm saying? That's some money right there. That's more than, that's like 1,000, 2,000, like whatever I want it to be.
Really?
With marketing, yeah. You know?
With great power comes great responsibility. Right.
Right.
What are you talking about?
No.
No, no, I think you've touched on a valuable thing right there. Just explaining that, yeah, these items are money. This is assets. When you're looking up the net worth of, oh, what's the net worth of Jay-Z or Beyonce or something? Mm-hmm. You're looking up the collection. Do they own a boat? Do they own a tiger? Do they own? And then you add.
He's real big into art too. That's one I haven't.
You're on your way.
Right,
you're on
your way. I'm learning.
When collecting a piece, when you look and it's just like, whoa, you have this appreciation for something that looks nothing like a picture.
Right.
Has no asymmetrical piece to it, but you stare at it and then someone tells you $550,000, and then you go, yeah, I'll take it. And then 2 years later, it's $2 million.
Right.
Like, it's the same thing we're on, but it's just... It's such an intimidating thing to get.
It's like once you realize like where the value is coming from, like once you realize that like the actual dollar and the money and the cash, there's no like value on that stuff. But once you take that money and you roll it into something with some actual value, then over time you'll get more of those little dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the thing with investing is the more time, and shout out to the Bermuda Group, Dion, you know, me and Javon are featured on the Bermuda Group.
Yeah, definitely check them out.
Definitely just trying to, again, inspire generational wealth and understanding, especially in our community, all communities, but especially to you, Ken folks. So pay attention, get your bread up, get an ATM, keep the shoebox, but get an ATM too and have a certain percentage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
These are things you need in order to attain property. You know, you need work history, you need 2 years of this, like certain time frames where you won't get approved for a loan because you're getting bread off something under the table. Maybe you're doing good work, but again, you didn't put it into an LLC form. You're just you're doing everything, you're selling these shirts, but you're getting paid cash only.
Right.
And then you have the revenue. You may have saved up 10 racks, but the bank don't want to give you a loan. They don't see no history on a paper going, oh, money went in and money went out for this long, and it got that big. So that's where it comes to, and that's what's been going on around us for so long where, there's some corner boys getting bread. There's some OnlyFans girls that aren't on OnlyFans getting bread, you know?
Right, right.
But when you are on the other things, you're getting stimulus checks too. You're getting a little bit of anything. You're getting grant opportunities.
Right. I think that's the biggest, like, I wouldn't say lie, but the biggest thing that they didn't tell us was the LLC and building the business credit. And because there's a lot that goes into that, because once you basically have the business credit, like, you basically have money, like you have the access to money, and you can roll that money into real estate or whatever investments. But once you roll that money into an asset, like, and it turns money, it's basically just, it's wealth. Once you realize that, once you get your mindset on that, then you'll make it.
Man, so with wealth and with an understanding and with, I guess, you haven't worked a regular, like, as a, like, for a W-2 for a while, right? You've been working for yourself.
Yeah, I've been, and I would even say, like, when I did work commission, it's like working for yourself, because if you don't put in enough work, then you're not going to make any money, and if you put in a lot of work, you'll make a lot of money. So I'd classify that as working for myself as well, even though it was for a company.
Gotcha.
Because even when you do work for yourself, you know, you're still working for somebody.
No,
because you still got to do the work, you know.
You got to print out something, you know, you gotta,
like, you're working for, like,
you're working
for your customers, actually.
Yeah.
Like, so, if you got to rent a car out, and, you know, you're working for that customer. You know?
Hey, listen, I know we all get tired of what we do. We all go, even for a moment, how do you ground yourself, you know? Because, you know, dealing with customers, even your passion for helping out and styling these women at Nordstrom, there must have been times where you're like, man, I want to be here. I guess the beauty of working for yourself is you can take that time, right? For a day. And
definitely.
I'm done for a day and go right back to that happiness and, oh, I have to be here 9 to 7. Like,
right. It's crazy because when you work for yourself, you can put in however much time you want. So if you want more, you can put in more.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't want more, then you don't have to put in more. Because, like, let's say my house only cost me $800 and my car payment is $400, but I make, you know what I'm saying, $2,000 a month. You know, if I don't want anything else, like, I could stop right there. Mm-hmm. But if I want more, and if I want to, you know what I'm saying, if I want more for that next month, and for that next month, you can work harder in advance for the next month. And so I think that's something that I did. I worked really hard, you know, to, and then you can take that time off, that mental time, if you need it, because you have the reserves to do so. So I say that's a way to stay grounded, is because once you start, but I would say once you start doing too much of that, it kind of messes up like your activity flow, mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah, because you do need a sense of structure.
A sense of discipline. Yeah, I think what it is, mm-hmm. is it's just the discipline. As long as you're disciplined enough to know that, like, if I don't put in enough work today, like, I'll still come out tomorrow and go harder. But I'd say, like, if you try to go hard every day, you know?
Yeah.
You know, why not?
I'm going to go hard.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what I've always noticed with great success? It seems like health always falls into place nowadays. I feel not so long ago, let's say in the 90s and things and representation, you know, villains or interpretations on pop culture and television is, you know, the villains would be eating the big old buckets of wings, you know, and be big now. But now I'm seeing, like, the villains, the Cruellas out here are, you know, they on the Peloton, feel me? They're out here taking care of themselves. So you got a skin routine, you got something going on, like, you've been taking care of yourself as the success comes in.
Definitely. I would say it's all the same. So if you're not physically wealthy,
mm-hmm.
you're probably not gonna be, like, mentally wealthy. It's like, if your mind's not right, your money's probably not right as well. So once you get your money right, your mind right, your body comes right, it's all the same thing.
It's like ecosystem.
It's like an ecosystem. So if you're not, if you're wealthy, but, you know what I'm saying, you're sick, the wealth doesn't mean anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You already have the money. You're probably going to focus all your time on the health. So yeah. I'd say with the wealth, you know, and the time, the free time comes the health.
Okay.
I think it'll naturally come.
So for myself, I have to say it's been a while, you know, but I've been getting into the petty game, petty manies, you know, to stay safe. Clear coat, just they clean the cuticles, clean my nails, clip them, soak my feet in the water. And as a black man, you know, I don't really like people looking at my toes. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm the type to wear socks to the beach. Like, fat people wear t-shirts in the pool, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, why are you wearing socks and sand? But mm-hmm. I don't know what happened. The baby feet disappeared. They got rougher. I don't know. But then now I'm at the place, like, after I went to a pedicure, I started not caring again. Now I'm freeing the toes now. I'm mm-hmm. a little bit more confident with freeing them.
Mm-hmm.
But my next layer of defense was the Crocs. I know you ain't a Croc guy.
Right.
But you're on the Birkins.
I'm a Birkin boy.
But you wearing the Birkin with the socks, no socks?
I'm wearing the Birkin with the socks.
Yeah. See, we out here. That's what the advantage. Hey, for you fellas like myself who wear socks to the beach, this ain't a Croc ad, but the Crocs hide the toes and they still have ventilation. So it's the ultimate flex. You know, I thought they were corny too, but yeah, just, you know, tap in. But so that's just one way I've been self-caring myself that, again, it's uncommon or not really represented in the group men community. I mean, it's only in the upper echelon men community when you get up to a certain standard that, again, you start washing your face and doing things besides just soap and water. You're like, let mm-hmm. me get the certain type of soap.
Yeah, just recently my girlfriend's been putting me on this skincare routine, and at first I didn't even think, like, skincare routines really helped. I grew up, like, growing up, I naturally had, like, pretty decent skin, you know, yeah. like, it was never, like, anything crazy.
You weren't like, I'm acne'd out,
you know,
or nothing,
like, I actually never had acne, so, like, I never had to do anything extra. I would put lotion on and that would be it.
Simple things.
But I feel like, I don't know, I think it's this Texas heat this year or something. But it really started getting to me. Like, my nose started peeling. And so my girlfriend was like, no, forget this. We're putting you on a skincare routine. So I've been doing the hyaluronic acid with the toner. Mm-hmm. The face wash first, of course. But, yeah, and then the hyaluronic acid, the toner, and then the moisturizer. So that's my process right now. And my skin's feeling really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Like, yeah, it feels soft. You just be touching your own face.
Yeah, my nose, like, it literally it was peeling and now it's not peeling. Like, I don't.
Is it amazing?
It was like in like a day or two.
When things just do things to us where we take vitamins or certain things and we're like, my knees is just more bouncy now.
Right. Yeah.
It just be crazy.
Yeah. It's like as soon as you start shopping at Sprouts, you know, you start getting more mobility and shit. Like, it's like you take one trip to Trader Joe's and then all of a sudden you like can run a 4.340. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yo.
They've been hiding this from us.
Yeah, there's a lot been hidden, but hey, we're here to just wake you up, you know, get you on. So on that tip, I wanna take us into our local to global. So who's a business or someone, you know, local?
We see. Yeah, so there's a business actually I would like to shout out. It's my grandmother's. I actually help her market it a little bit. But it goes by Owl Baby Dessert. So if you're in the DFW area, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas area, and you're looking for some premium desserts, definitely check them out. They have everything. Her specialty is like cheesecakes. She has this really popular Hennessy cake that's really good, but definitely want to shout her out at Owl Baby Desserts. You can find her on Instagram at AL Baby Desserts, DESSERTS. Check her out.
Yes, sir, Ski. And I'm gonna shout out the Bermuda Group, just going off the trend and how we're just wanting to get you into the introductory level of investing in yourself, investing in your wealth, investing in your health. The Bermuda Group, I'll have that tag, Discord page, and that's going to be through Young Scholar. You can tap back in to Invest in Your Soul episode about 10 episodes back with Young Scholar to get to know the founder of the Bermuda Group. But very necessary in this time. No more W-2s, y'all. I need y'all to 1099 miscellaneous in this month. You hear me?
If you know, you know.
Yes, sir. So on that, I want to transition it into the pop of the week. So, yeah, if you want to go ahead and pop yours out. I destroyed my phone today. So one moment, y'all. Get a little groove going for y'all. But, we'll do a D-pop of the week. So, first and foremost, one, we're going to shout out your page because you're in the building. So, we got the Vons Fits, all right? Ain't the first time you heard of it. Vintage and streetwear clothing items. Check. Stylist turned store owner. You feel me? Rocket ship. T-shirts for the cheap. Poloed out, and black-owned, most importantly. So, again, you know, no bias, just gonna check out your page here. What I like about it right away is the background and just the way you pop in the middle of it. So it gives you that boom box, like authentic background right away. Dang, this is influence. I mean, it really makes the baseball tees or old tees pop in a whole different way, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It took me some time to kind of dial in on the marketing, but as soon as I found the marketing, once I figured out it worked, I just kind of ran with it.
Yeah. So check it out, Vons Fits. I'll have that on there for the D-Popper week, and then I'm just gonna go do a random pick here. All right, so I'm going into the Explorer. Boop. I'm gonna go to the, let's see, is this still there? Whoop. Hot right now. Top seller, streetwear, retro. All right. I'm going to do queer on Depop. I'm going to do a random pick. All right. Bam. All right, here we go. Say. So I got Sav here. Thanks for visiting your local bimbo. I have a vintage and secondhand pieces that need new homes. Message for bundle deals. So right away, this page here, super, super plain background. I've never seen anything this plain in my life. I mean, it's so plain. It's stylish. It created its own thing.
Yeah, minimalism is like a trend. It's like that modern, just super simple.
Super simple. House of Bimbo. All right. So this is not a diss. This is definitely a compliment. When you look, I see 46 old. I myself, I'm around 33, so new to the game, but great reviews. You know, 5-star, very important. And again, the simplistic style is working. I have to steal some of these. Not gonna cap. So yeah, that's gonna be House of Bimbo on Depop. My page is Let That Boy Live. As you know, pieces to help write the story to your, you know, your life story. What piece will play a part in your date, in your next argument with your bae, in your next everything? All right. That being said, Javon, what's something positive you want to leave the people with? Just a positive statement, anything from, you know, drinking water to just something that's been going well for you in the last week or so, or discoveries that, you know.
For sure. I'd say if you have a positive mindset, everything will work out for you. So for me, how I live my life is, if I'm feeling good, I'm living good, chances are my life's going to go down the good path. So,
yo.
Anybody out there who's feeling down about themselves, just make sure that you love yourself, because as soon as you love yourself, you can love your life.
I like that right there. That's good. Just going off that energy. If you're soaking around, you can't bounce off of the soak, you know? If I say I ain't shit, I ain't gonna be smiling after. I have to just not acknowledge that, you know? So with that, I'm going to just shout out to the ones that are the ones. And by that, the ones listening, I just want to let you know, appreciate you. I appreciate this time. I appreciate you taking the time. And I hope you may have the time to elevate someone in your corner. May they be 30 seconds younger than you, or even a role model, someone older than you that hasn't seen a fresh voice in a while, that someone that hasn't seen a youthful twist, just the same old, same old. So we all need each other. The young need the old need the young. And that being said, you have just been sooned. And we're going to vibe out to definitely a pick that's been a little ooh, ooh, ah, ah. You hear me? So stay lit.
Let that boy live.
Block, babe. You got us, ain't you? And we ain't all angels. Bear that palm, angel. sweet tonight. Sweet tonight. Sweet tonight. Now I'll put your body. Next drop.